you will get people who say, well, you know, he's beating Carson Jones and he was fighting for a world title. But this is a 10-round fight to get Kell back in the mix and up and running. And actually, it's a terribly dangerous fight. I mean, you know, normally when you have a 10-round comeback fight, you know, you do so against an average foreigner or, you know, something like that. Kell's gone straight back in a fight which thrilled fans last July. And Carson Jones has got a huge chance to make a statement and get a victory in a rematch. So it's going to be a very tough fight for Kell. But, you know, I think one which he can go out in and make a statement of intent before we come back to Sheffield in September.
I remember watching the last fight. It was a fierce one, wasn't it? Carson broke Kell's nose, but Kell was very comfortable in the early rounds. So do you expect it's going to be another fierce encounter in this one?
Well, you know, I made no secrets about Kell's preparation for that fight. I didn't think it was right. And, you know, it was such a great fight first time round. But I do feel that if Kell prepares properly, you know, he should beat Carson Jones. But, of course, he's coming off the back of a huge layoff. He hasn't boxed since October. He's had numerous injuries and there's a lot of pressure. And again, you know, against someone like Carson Jones, who has a huge opportunity here to beat Kell and effectively, you know, become a top-ranked world challenger himself through getting that win. So, you know, Kell didn't want an easy fight, and Carson Jones, Kell Brook was a classic. I think Carson Jones, Kell Brook 2 is going to be equally as thrilling.
Is it fair to say that Kell learnt an awful lot from the last time they met?
Yeah, I think he realised that when you step up to world level, you can't just prepare like you would do for fighting a domestic fight. You know, he trained hard for the fight. He tried to make his weight right, but he didn't. And when you make those mistakes, you're going to get punished when you step up, you know, at the level of someone like Carson Jones. So, you know, I think Kell's learned a lot that time round. It's been a very frustrating period for him, but yeah, this is going to be a huge show. We're expecting 15,000 in Hull. So it's a chance for him to put things right. And really, we want him to move from this fight with momentum into a big fight at Sheffield Arena in September.
So what are the plans then, Eddie? Because if he's going to be fighting in Sheffield in September, is that perhaps with a view to maybe having another fight and then taking on Devin Alexander or going for the world title again?
Well, his match challenger's position still remains. Obviously, Lee Purdy's taken the current mandatory challenger position, if that makes sense. So Kell has to wait another 9 months till the next mandatory shot comes around. So, you know, we can sit there and wait on our position, or you can get out and fight. Other opportunities are going to come around in the meantime. But really, the bottom line is he's got to fight. You know, that's the way you make money in this living, in this sport. So he's got to make a living to start with. But he's got to be in meaningful fights. And I just feel that a 10-rounder against Carson Jones is a very meaningful fight versus going to fight someone that's a very easy victory. He doesn't want that. You know, and I want to bring a big name to Sheffield Arena in September because it has to be a statement fight. You know, Kell's at that level now where he'll get criticised for stepping backwards. So we've got to keep on moving forwards. And, you know, if it means 9 months after the Devin Alexander fight this weekend, then that's how long we'll wait till we get the mandatory position at the world title. But I know with Kell's ability and his demand, we'll get other opportunities in the meantime.
A big name in September then, Eddie. It wouldn't be someone like Amir Khan. Would that be an option at all?
No, Amir Khan's not fighting until December. He's made that quite clear. You know, everybody wants that fight. And if I was Amir Khan's team, I'd keep him as far away from Kell Brook as possible. I mean, you're talking about different leagues in terms of power to what he's fought before. He's operated at lightweight and light welterweight. And when you move up to 147 pounds, again, it's a whole new ballgame. And, of course, we'd take that fight in a heartbeat. The British public want that fight more than anything. But, you know, we've taken a few steps backwards. So I'm not going to stand here and say, we want Khan, we want this. We've got to earn our shot. And at the moment, we're probably one or two fights away from fully deserving that shot against Amir Khan. So we'll do our thing and that fight will happen because it's too big not to happen. There's too much money on the line, you know, and I'm sure that will happen down the line, but it won't be in September.
What about Luke as well? He's got such a great fan base, not just in Hull, but around the country because of the Olympics. How pleased are you to get him on board and now having this first professional bout?
Well, I mean, how many fighters make their debut in front of 15,000 people at an outdoor stadium event? I mean, that just goes to show you just how popular Luke Campbell is. You know, it's unbelievable, really, when you think that he should be doing that. And, you know, when we're looking at building such a build that's going to be so strong as the likes of Kell Brook against Carson Jones, and also Tommy Coyle from Hull will be fighting Derry Matthews for the lightweight Commonwealth title. So it's going to be a huge build, and there'll be massive pressure on Luke, but there can't be any more pressure than there was on him during the Olympics in his home country, where he delivered some sensational performances to take gold and, you know, became a big national hero. But of course, now this is a new journey. He's an excellent fighter and I think a real opportunity for a young Brit to go on and become another world champion, especially in Hull, where there seems to be a huge demand for boxing anyway, forgetting about Luke Campbell. You know, it's a city that hasn't seen a lot of big major boxing events, and the support that Luke Campbell has got is phenomenal. But the great thing about Luke Campbell is he brings a whole new audience to the sport of boxing. You know, even his stint on Dancing on Ice, I think you're going to get a real diverse crowd there that night. It's great news for boxing. I think the city of Hull will get behind him and, you know, support him all the way.